Now, the word foolish here in Greek means careless, heedless, and it also means blockhead. Get your Greek concordance and look at it. And in the blockhead in the original, it means an unconcerned person whose mind is just gone lame. It's from a root word that means mystery or secret. You know, they're secret believers. Nobody really knows. You can't tell by the way they live. You can't tell because they have no testimony. They never talk about Jesus. And yet they call themselves by his name. It's a mystery. They're Christians in name only. Could have been a time years ago or sometime that they made a confession. They said a sinner's prayer. In fact, at the beginning, there may have been a time in their past life that this particular Christian, this kind of Christian, this brand of Christian, may have read the Bible occasionally, may have whispered prayer, and maybe in a crisis, they even cried out to God. But over the years, there's been a drifting away. They don't think about him. They don't talk about him. They go to church. They're sweet people. They're loving people. They'll do anything for you. And if you ask them, you're going to heaven? Yes, I'm going to heaven. Are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. But it's in name only, because they have no passion for Christ. They spend no time with him. They're not seekers after him. They're still virgins, but the Bible said they're foolish. And they're in real danger if they don't soon recognize how vulnerable they are, because they're totally unprepared to meet Jesus when he comes. And in that day, when God begins to judge, in that day of immorality, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own bread, we'll wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach." Now, this is an amazing thing, because this man is Jesus. I believe Isaiah is talking about Jesus. In that day, in a time of turmoil, there are going to be people, there are going to be a certain kind of Christian who are going to try to have a marriage of convenience with Christ. A marriage of convenience. There's no love, no courtship mentioned. Not a word of forsaking all others, not one word about faithfulness, not a mention of the marriage bed, no talk about engagement, no talk about intimacy. They don't want this husband. Seven women want one man, said we, and seven, it represents the things of God, the perfection of God, things that are spiritual. These are people who appear spiritual or claim to be part of the kingdom of God, and they're saying, "Now, we will provide for ourselves. We will make our own living. We'll do our own thing. We just want your name to take away our reproach. So we'll appear good before man." You see, this is the arrangement that many... This is the Christian in name only. They don't want the commitment. They don't have intimacy with Christ. There's no talk about the marriage bed. There's no talk about total commitment to Jesus Christ. There's no talk here at all about love, devotion, commitment. "We'll do our own thing. Just let us be called by your name." And we are seeing that prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes today. Our churches in America and around the world are filled with millions of so-called Christians who have no interest in with Jesus Christ. They called themselves by their name. They somehow attached their name to him. They did it on their own, because Jesus will have no part of this kind of arrangement. He'll not have it. But some have taken his name and say, "I am married to Christ." Ask them the last time they spent 15 minutes in his presence loving him. Ask them the last time they picked up this Bible just to find out who Jesus is and even read one chapter. Here are people that God has blessed. Here are the people that God has touched. He's kept them. He's given them health and strength. He's given them children that love them, or young people even, that God has blessed and kept and protected. And they can't even lay down at night and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Listen to the heart cry of a true Christian. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God. He that hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he's covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments and a bride adorns herself with her jewels." That means that the bride, the true Christian, his heart goes out, or her heart goes out constantly to Jesus. There's a longing, there's a yearning, there's a cry, "Lord, put your robe of righteousness on me. I'm dependent on you." But you see, the Christian in Amoli really doesn't want to depend wholly on Jesus. There's not dependence. It's, "I can do it on my own. I'll go my own way, do my own thing, and when I die, I'm going to change. Everything will be different." This all happens, the scripture says, in that day. That's in the day when the Lord shakes the earth. When the child behaves himself arrogantly against the elderly, and when the wicked rise up against the righteous, when God's judgments are upon the land, and in that day, there'll be many Christians who claim to be married to Christ and claim his name and talk about his name, and Jesus will have no part of it, and they are truly not his, the scripture says. The wise virgin cries out, "Oh Lord, we wait for you. The desire of our soul is to your name. And to the remembrance of you, our soul desires thee in the nighttime. Yea, in my spirit within me, I seek thee early. I get up every day and my heart goes to you, Jesus. I yearn after you." That's the true Christian. The true Christian cries out, "My beloved is mine and I am his."